This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
We're having a breakfast masterclass this morning. Kucho Mamabolo is the founder of Max Till Car Wash. Kulube is very clued up about what needs to happen when it comes to these issues. We are getting into that masterclass up next.
So today's masterclass is about the do's and don'ts when you are at the car wash. We are talking to Kucho Mamabolo, founder of Max Till Car Wash. Kucho, good morning. Thank you for joining us. Are you well?
Good morning, guys. Good morning to your listeners. Yes, I'm well. How are you guys?
Great. Thank you for joining us, Kucho. Now, in your time as a car wash owner, tell us about the craziest experience you've had, either yourself or your co-workers, when it comes to cars that come in.
Well, it should be one where one of our employees actually accidentally squashed one of the customer's cars as he was reversing it out of the car wash bay. And fortunately enough for us, it wasn't like a dent. It was just a minor scratch, whereby the employee was able to apply like a special cream polish type of vibe, and then the scratch was removed. So lucky for us, it wasn't a dent. And the customer was quite actually resent about it. He wasn't so loud. He just gave us a chance to try and fix it, which we did. So I wouldn't say it was a crazy experience, but it was a really crazy experience that we had one pair at our car wash. We haven't had anything crazy as yet.
Yeah.
Do they have driver's licenses, some of these dudes?
Yes, they should, actually. They should. It's very advisable for car washes to actually have people that have experience and do have valid driver's license. Because now, how do you expect a person to maneuver a car if, well, they might be allowed to drive, but if it comes to a point whereby they scratch or dent your car, then your client asks you, does he have a license? And you're like, no, but he knows how to drive. Now, that's going to be another issue. It's something else when he accidentally, you know, bumps it or scratches it, and then now you as the owner or the manager will have to communicate with the owner of the car, maybe go half-half, or I don't know, you'll figure it out as individuals, as adults. You know,
so we already know the basic rules of emptying our cars, removing valuables, but what else should people do before bringing their cars to the car wash?
Well, I always advise my clients to actually take out valuables items and keep them on themselves, or just put them in their locked cabin, you know. But another thing is car washes should just employ trustworthy people. Because you can always remember whether you took anything that's available to you outside your car now that it's getting washed. You know, sometimes there's 100 rand that you forgot on the side panel or just somewhere. So it's very important to actually have customers that are quite loyal and that are actually very serious about the jobs. Because now, I always use an example that car washes are like a barber. You know, people are too loyal to their barbers as much as they are to their car washes. So if you treat a client well, if the client needs 100 bucks or whatever available item it is on a certain position or place in their car, they obviously expect to get it when they come back into their car. And when they do, that actually, it gives them hope, man, you know. The fact that I left this year and my car is washed and clean and I come back and it's still there. So obviously, this is the proper car wash. So it's actually more about the car wash and praying trustworthy people.
Yeah. I can think of a lot of circumstances that could lead to me leaving my car there and picking it up later. But do you guys encourage this to happen?
Well, we don't encourage that, but at times you just have to. Let's say, for example, you work in a 8-to-4 shift. After that, you have other obligations after you knock off.
Sure.
So, in most cases, in our cases, we do have customers that drop off their cars. Obviously, I take the keys, I take their contact details. Others do come back at lunch, they eat, they just want their car clean by lunch so that they can, after knocking off, they can go straight and do their errands. Others just want it clean so that when they knock off, they can just take it and go on apart with that day. They don't just want to knock off, they're tired, they're exhausted, and then still come to the car wash, wait for their car, you know? So we don't advise it, but if they want to, we'd be more than welcome to actually keep it for them safe, with that being said.
And then do you car washes mostly have insurance?
About that.
About that.
We're not talking about the high pressure machine here. We are talking about
if you crash my car or if you do something to my car while it's there. Are you guys insured?
What happened was.
That one is very tricky. But I think the reason why a lot of car washes don't have insurance to cover customers' cars is because it's very costly, first, correct? And so with that being said, for every customer or client, one would have to pay for liability. And now the biggest question would be, who pays for the cover? Is it us as the car wash or you as a client, you know, in case something happens to your car? So we can always pay to cover clients' cars in case our employees crash, because we only hire trusted employees that have valid driver's license and know how to drive. And another thing is we can't impose that cover to clients and say, give us extra money in case we crash your car, because it seems though we are having a money scheme or a pyramid scheme type of vibe. Mm-hmm. It's always difficult to cover cars that we don't use on a daily basis. I mean, we don't watch cars every day, but then taxis, for example, they use it on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. So they unfortunately are obliged to actually have the cover.
Yeah.
And with that being said, if we were to actually have a cover for our clients or our cars, it would be a very long and complex process, because then we'd have to make sure that we assess all the cars, we take pictures of the cars, we evaluate the value of different cars, and on top of that, the insurance might just not even approve the cover, you know? Mm-hmm. So in short, it's quite lengthy and complex process. So the safest and shortest thing for one to do is just hire well-experienced drivers and trustworthy.
Yeah. Wouldn't you advise the informal car washes? I mean, there's a lot of them, Kokasi, but they never have disclaimers where it clearly states that, you know, if there's any damage to the vehicle as a result of fire, amongst many other events that could happen. I mean, let's look at poor workmanship, for an example. You know, the guys, they set up a structure there for your car to park under, and something terrible happens, and that entire structure falls on your vehicle. I mean, if you don't have a disclaimer, who must pay for that? Because I came in here and I trusted you with my vehicle.
Hey,
so what would your advice be? What would your advice be to those gents?
They must just make sure that the structure is well structured.
You sound paralyzed, my friend.
You know what, like you just said, poor manship. I mean, they probably have like a smaller kind of vacuum there with a smaller kind of K2 pressure washer. So, where do you want to start? Hey. You know? Hey. I mean, like,
It's silent now.
Next thing, our parents are involved, and then that time, the parents did the minimum there that they could by helping them with the machinery, the structures. Mm. You know, all they had to do was just work and make money for themselves. So I'd say they must just make sure that the structures are very strong and permanent.
Hey, you are being very diplomatic, Chief. You sound like a politician.
Hey, good job.
Hey, could we wait, man?
You have your own personal mobile car at home. Because you're your car.
Good job, we're going to leave it here. Thank you for talking to us this morning. We enjoyed our conversation. That's a founder of Max Till Car Wash, Kujo Mamabolo.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.